Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be.
We do not learn from our experiences. We learn by reflecting on our experiences. And that's a quote by John Dewey. And why is that my quote for this week? Because we're coming to the end of the year. The year is pretty much done. There's only a couple of weeks left. And if you're in sales, you're probably at that point where you're wrapping up some last minute deals, or you're looking at your pipeline going, I don't have enough quality opportunities at the end of the deal stage to bring it to a point of close. And there's a high chance I'm not going to hit my target, right? That's the reality. That's the reality of selling, right? There comes a point where you got to close it off and you're looking at it and you go, I've got it or I haven't. I've exceeded or I haven't. I've underachieved or I haven't, right? Overachieved, underachieved. But at some point you look at it, it's done and you got to start again. But this is the great opportunity because we have a new year coming. And goal setting, thinking about the objectives and the outcomes that you want to achieve in the new year starts now. It is too late to start planning in January or February. For some, you could argue that it's too late to start planning now. But if you haven't planned already, if you haven't thought about the goals for next year, your plans and what you're trying to achieve, then this is the great opportunity. This is your opportunity to do it now, to really set the foundation for success moving into the new year. Now, I can't talk about other areas of my life because I make mistakes in pretty much every area of my life, even sales, but I can talk about the outcomes that I achieve as a sales professional because I continue to put my best foot forward and I continue to see positive outcomes each and every day. Even when things don't go well, I'm seeing a positive outcome because that positive outcome comes from the power of reflection. It comes from my ability to look back, look at a situation and go, okay, it didn't go exactly how I wanted it, but what am I going to do to improve it? What am I going to do to build on it? What am I going to do to use that experience as another building block to help me be the best I can be? And this is my message for this week. As we're wrapping up the year might not have gone the way you wanted it. I mean, for many, again, this is nearly 2 years of uncertainty, of a time where, you know, hopefully we never experience the things that we went through these last 2 years. I think there's been lots of positive outcomes to come from the last 2 years, but there's also a lot of negative outcomes that I think mentally for many of us, we don't want to experience again. But as we wrap up this year, how are you going to reflect on the year that has been so that you can use it as a building block to really jump to that next level in the coming year? Because this is a great opportunity. It's an opportunity of essentially blue ocean. You've got an entire ocean of opportunity sitting in front of you, but how do you capitalize on it? And this is where reflecting, thinking of what's happened, and then thinking about, well, what's next? What are the things that are important for me to achieve so that if I look back this time next year, I can say, hey, the things that I achieved, the progress that I made, I'm really proud of. I'm actually, you know, patting myself on the back because of the things that I planned, I exceeded. And the learnings that I wanted to achieve, I exceeded. And again, this is the power of goal setting. Is that the activity I want you to maybe take before the end of the year? Is put yourself in the future. Put yourself December next year, like you were reflecting on the past year. What are the things that you could write down that could make you feel really happy, like you've accomplished something? Because those are the things that you write down that are going to become the goals that you're going to set for the new year. And if you had an incredible year in your career from a sales perspective, fantastic. What's next? If you didn't achieve the outcomes that you wanted to achieve, if you struggled each quarter to close out the deal and you really had to grind it through every single month, every single quarter, and you tried to green deals, you tried to bring deals forward because you just didn't have enough in your pipe, what is it that you want to be reflecting on next year and looking back and saying, bang, this was fucking awesome what I was able to achieve? Because this is a time to be goal setting for the new year. This is the time to be setting the foundations so that you can build on the success that you've achieved this year so that you can even achieve higher next year. And even if, this is the great thing, even if you didn't achieve what you expected, it doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean it was a bad year. It means that you had a a lot of great opportunities that have allowed you to improve, learn, and take your career to another level. Because remember, it's a mindset thing. We can look at it with a negative perspective, or we can look at it with a positive perspective. And I choose to look at things through the lens of learning, through the lens of, okay, that's the learning. Regardless, close the deal, lost the deal. There's a learning in both, but I'm better for it. And that's my message again for this week, is you're coming up to the end of the year. Use this time to reflect, identify, write down, again, like I said earlier, from a reflection piece, think about putting yourself in the future and looking back, and write down the things that will make you feel really happy and create emotion from that reflection piece, because that'll lay the foundation for your goals in the new year. So if this is a message that's resonated for you, or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share it. I create this content to help you be the very best you can be.